Welcome to the Scrubs Off Duty podcast. My name is Bree. I'm 22 years old, a newly married wife, dog mom, and a nurse. I think you'll like this podcast if you love all things self-care, healthcare, and just some random things about life. Thanks so much for listening. Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the Scrubs Off Duty podcast. I'm Bree, and I'm so excited for today's episode. We're going to do like a little get to know me better. If you're watching on YouTube, we have a special guest here joining us. She just wants to cuddle. But yeah, so I wanted to do like a little get to know me, ask some questions, kind of, you know, that sort of vibe. So I asked you guys on Instagram to ask me some questions, and you guys asked some good ones. Let's get into it. Lots of questions about my new job. A lot of people were asking how it's going, how I got involved with it. So let's start with my new job. So number one, it's going great. I absolutely love it. It has been, I think, 2 or 3 weeks now. Two, three? I don't know. But it has been so great. I think it's just like such a good change of pace, and it's so different being one-on-one. I'm just not used to it, but like I'm already building such a connection and really love my patient, love their family, just love what I'm doing. It is also really weird because I do go to school with my patient. So like today's President's Day and there's no school today. So it's like weird having holidays off because that's just not something I've ever had working in the ER. So it's kind of nice. But I'm really, really loving it. I'll keep you guys posted. And I'm feeling so much more comfortable with like trachs and vents and G-tubes and things like that, because that's just not something I really was comfortable with before. But I'm learning a lot, and I love learning. I really like it, and I like the mix of everything. I did have a couple questions. Are you still doing ER? Yes, I'm still doing ER. I'm still doing IV hydration, and I'm still doing, well, I'm now doing, I should say, private duty. So this week, my schedule, I don't work President's Day because we didn't have school. I work private duty on Tuesday. I work in the ER Wednesday and Thursday, and I work private duty. I picked up a little extra on Friday, and then Saturday I'm working at the IV hydration clinic. So a good little mix. It's not always a set schedule like that every week, but normally I have like at least one day of everything. And I'm really liking it so far. We had a few other questions about how I got this job, how I heard about this job, because honestly, like I've never heard of this in my life. And I feel like it's not really talked about, or maybe I just didn't really know about it. But a few of you were like, oh, I didn't know this was a thing. Like, where'd you hear about it? I personally found it through Facebook. A mutual friend had shared a post on Facebook of needing a nurse for something, and I was like, oh, that sounds really interesting. And it was through the company. They had like shared the company's post. So I reached out to them. But honestly, I've been doing my research on it since, because obviously not everyone is going to come across it on Facebook, but you can look up like private duty nursing, you can look up home care, you can look up like school nursing, and hopefully something like that will pop up if you find it. A lot of places have like a private duty, like home care company. So maybe try starting there to see like if they have any needs. And I am doing pediatrics, which I love. And so yeah, that's kind of where I found it. I'm not sure like 100% the best place to find it. I mean, word of mouth is always great. I feel like talking to people, and I'm just really glad I came across this opportunity. I feel like it was like totally meant for me, made for me. And I just can't wait to see where it takes us. I think I want to start in outpatient nursing. Would I still be able to go back and get a bedside job after working outpatient if I wanted or needed to? I think 100% you could go back and get a bedside job if you wanted or needed to. I think outpatient is great, and there's so many opportunities, and like bedside is not the only option. Bedside is great. Bedside is for people, you know, like there's certain people that are great for bedside. There's certain people that are not great for bedside. And like, if you don't feel like you're liking it, switch it up. And if you don't like that, you can always go back or you can try something else. And I feel like I'm really on that path right now where I'm trying so many things and trying different opportunities. And I'm finding what I like, I'm finding out what I don't like, and I love if you do that too. Like, it's so possible. I feel like as long as you leave on good terms and communicate with plenty of time and have a good working relationship, like you can always go back to something or you could try something new. That's the great thing about nursing. Someone else asked, how is my home health position going? So it's not technically home health because I don't go to anyone's home, but it is going great. I really, really love it and I hope I will love it for a long, long time. Study tips to survive med surg. Med surg is the absolute worst. I honestly like hate giving study tips because everyone learns and studies differently. So I always try to give like multiple different options. But like if you're studying one way and it works, stick to it. Like that's always what I say because everybody studies differently, learns differently, thinks differently. I personally really liked like reading it back, rewriting my notes, flashcards, and like teaching it like in groups, like, or, you know, just me and Brandon, like I loved like teaching it and explaining it. And that really helped me like saying it out loud, comprehend it and absorb it. I don't know. That's just what worked for me, but there's so many resources out there now. Like Quizlet, I guess, has like AI stuff. Someone, a new nursing student was telling me that like can generate everything for you from your notes. And I'm like, whoa, number one, that kind of scares me. But like number two, that is so insane and such a great resource and time saver. Like I lived by Quizlet throughout high school and nursing school, and I feel like even middle school, and it was great. And I mean, but I was going through it. I had to type in everything. Like the fact that it does it for you now, insane. And they also have, I mean, I'm sure there's other things. I'm not really with the times anymore because I've been out of school for a few years, but like, I'm sure there's other great resources like that. But I mean, like Quizlet, I know, I don't know if they still do, so don't quote me, but I know they had like tests that you can do and flashcards and like little games, like for every different learner. So I loved that. What is your favorite thing to do when you have nothing on your schedule? That's a great question. I think going on walks with my girls and my husband. But we also just love like when both of our schedules align and like we have nothing going on, we love just like cuddling on the couch, having a snack or like getting, you know, some takeout dinner and binging a show. Like it's just like our time that we spend together. And, you know, Brandon normally ends up falling asleep, but like it's just our little thing. Like we're such homebodies when we can because we're always running around doing things. So it's so nice to just have that time together at the end of the night, if we can, to relax and cuddle and just spend time, you know. And sometimes you're just like so mentally exhausted from your day that you just like don't want to talk. So we're like, all right, let's just throw on a show. We're spending time together. Like, you know, not that that's the only way we spend time together, but like, it's just, I think that's my favorite way to relax, or, you know, some self-care of some sort, whether it's like skincare or taking like an everything shower and doing a hair mask and body scrub and a face mask. Like I love that as well. You know, it kind of just depends on the vibe, but I also really struggle relaxing sometimes, like, cause I feel guilty and I have a bajillion things in my mind that I'm like, okay, I should be doing this, but I'm working on it. Can you please come to Boston? I absolutely love Boston. Brandon and I visited Boston, I want to say in May of 2022 for Nurses Week. Lumify had like a little tour and we went to Boston and went to that and stayed a few days and explored Boston. And we were going to take a travel nurse contract in Boston as well. It's so cute there. Such a cute town. The cannolis, fire. Maybe one day we'll go back. I would love to. What hair products do you use? So right now, the shampoo I'm using is Mr. Smith Hair. I also have used Olaplex in the past. I don't really like it. I alternate in Whey Detox Shampoo like every 3 to 4 washes. I swear by the Whey Detox Shampoo. I normally use the Day Hair Mask, but actually today I went to Sephora and I got the Whey one just to try something different. I use an IGK hair oil. I use the Day Leave-In Conditioner Spray and the Day Styling Cream. I use the little like wax stick, and then I try to not use a lot of heat on my hair, and I genuinely think that helps keep it so healthy. And I also try to just like alternate my shampoos, because if I use a shampoo for too long, like my hair gets so used to it that I feel like it doesn't work as well. So I'm always in the market to try new shampoos, new hair things after I use them all. So if you have any recommendations, let me know. Did your husband find his ring? So if you don't know, my husband lost his wedding ring on Friday. It hasn't even been 2 months of marriage and this man lost it. So we were at my sister's house to watch her kids, and it was Friday night and it was dark outside. He was like fidgeting with his ring and it doesn't like fit him the best. So like it's a little easier for it to slide off. And he was fidgeting with it while we were driving to my sister's house. He got out of the car and it slipped off his hand and it fell into dirt, he thinks. And the dirt is basically the same color of the ring. And so, like, of course we're looking that night. Like, we literally had all the kids out there looking with flashlights too. Like, we were all looking and we could not find it, but it was pitch black outside. So we're like, okay, we'll come back in the morning and look in the morning. We did not find it. We need to get a metal detector or something. And the crazy thing is, from the start, we were like, oh, we should just get a cheap Amazon ring, like 10 bucks or whatever, 20 bucks. You know, not spend the money for a ring for you. But we were like, I kind of felt guilty with that because I'm like, okay, I get a nice ring. Like, he should get a nice ring. Yeah, my opinion's changed. An Amazon ring is on the way and should be here today. So hopefully we find it. If we do find it, then we'll save that for special occasions because this man cannot be trusted. I have been bedside for 4 months and want to go outpatient. Is this bad? No, I don't think that's bad at all. And I actually touched on this a couple of episodes ago that, like, if you don't like where you're at, change. Like, it's totally fine. And I feel like a lot of new grads are taught to, like, just stick it out, tough it out, whatever. But, like, if you don't like it, why suffer? You know, I mean, there's so many opportunities in the nursing field. Like, go somewhere else, try something else, and maybe you'll like it, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll realize that you had it better at the other job and you can go back. You know, life is too short to stay at a dang job you don't like or isn't working for you. Did hubby go back into nursing? So yes, my husband is doing hospice nursing. He's been doing that for a couple of months now. I guess I hadn't really talked about it much, so a lot of you don't really know, but I did talk about it on the podcast and I mention it like slightly sometimes. And he's really liking it so far. The only downside is it's Monday to Friday, 9-5. And like, it's just weird going from a 9-5 or going from 3-12s to a 9-5. So it's just been like a little adjustment, but like, it's super flexible. He charts from home. It's way different. And so far he's really liking it, but you know, if he doesn't like it, then he can always go back or try something new. How are you guys enjoying the new car? So we got a Hyundai. I don't know how to freaking say it. Everyone tells me something different. Someone said in my comments to say it like Monday with an H. Hyundai. I don't know. Why is it such a hard word for me to say? But we got a Hyundai Tucson, and Brandon and I had been sharing a car for over a year, and it worked fine when we were travel nursing because we didn't really need two cars. But now that he's doing hospice, like, he's driving to people's houses, and like, I'm stuck at the house when he's working. And like, now with me working all these jobs, like, it's way too hard to coordinate the schedules around one car. So we saved up and we were able to get a car, and it's our car, but like, it's my car, you know. And he has, it's really funny because he was driving, was yours a Hyundai too? Yep. He was driving a Hyundai like 2005, something like that. I don't know what it was. Elantra, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And it was like a little beat up. We called her Big Blue, which is ironic. I mean, she's like a small car. It was just a joke. But she was a little beat up and not really working well. But we actually ended up giving that to his sister, and she's like a brand new driver. So it's like a perfect first car for her, but it was time for an upgrade for us. He drove that thing to death and it did served its purpose. It just had a lot of miles on it and it was like really unreliable for driving all over with hospice. So we definitely needed something more reliable. So he is now driving the Jeep that I've had since high school, which is a newer Jeep, and not new. I mean, I think it's like 2018 or something, but a 2018 Jeep Renegade. And then I got the Hyundai Tucson. And I mean, there are cars because obviously we're married now, but like, he's driving the Jeep and I'm driving the Hyundai. But it's really funny because he was like, this is an upgrade for me, talking about the Jeep, even though like, it's not a new car. So it was really cute. And I'm really liking it so far. It's driving nice in the snow, and it's a little bit bigger than the Jeep that I was driving, that Brandon's now driving. So I kind of like the extra like trunk space and storage, and yeah, it's just really nice. No complaints so far, really great warranty, and we got a good deal on it. So that was like our first big purchase as a married couple. So it was kind of surreal. How to be patient while waiting for an engagement. I don't know if I'm the girl to come to for this question because I was not patient at all. But I genuinely think like when the time's right, it'll happen and everything works out the way it should be. I waited 3.5 years for a ring, which like isn't that long. Some people think that's long. Some people waited, you know, 10 years, but it was well worth the wait, of course. And I still think like that was one of the happiest, best days of my life. Like nothing compares to the feeling when you get engaged and like just all the love you feel. You're just literally on cloud nine. Like it's so fun. And I wish I could relive that day and our wedding day, of course, all over again a million times because it was just like the absolute best. But, you know, just trust that everything happens for a reason. Hopefully whoever your significant other is planning it and you don't even know, and it's going to be great and so special when the moment actually comes. So just try to trust the process. I'm just not the person to give this advice because I did not trust the process. I was so snoopy. I totally knew it was happening and, you know, I was a little difficult to deal with because I was like, Brandon, you know, you can read him like a book. Like he can't lie. And like, he was being so shady and like, I knew it was coming. And I honestly have no regrets knowing that it was coming because I'm just like not a surprise person. I don't really like surprises. One person ever, Trish, pulled off a surprise party for me. And that was in 8th grade. And that was like the last time I've ever been surprised. So It's just not my thing. I find everything out. I like knowing things. I don't know. It's just like a control freak thing that I have. I'm working on it. Okay. But honestly, like everything will work out. And I'm so excited for you to get engaged. That'll be so awesome. What is your go-to smoothie recipe? So I think this is because I had just posted a picture of a smoothie. I love a smoothie in the morning. I go through phases. So like of breakfast kicks, like sometimes I'll be on an oatmeal kick. Sometimes I'll be on an egg kick. Sometimes I'll be on a smoothie kick. I've been on an egg ick for the longest egg ick I've ever had. I don't know if you guys know this or if you can relate, but like I will go through phases. Oh, bagels too. I love bagels and waffles. Some add those in there sometimes too. But I have not been able to stand eggs. Like normally we would go through like a dozen eggs in 3 days in our house. Like we are egg people. We had them every day for breakfast, but like, I don't know what happened, but I just like the thought of them is just like, oh, no, thank you. And I'll go through that phase and I'll get over it in like a month, but no, it's been a while. Like the thought of making eggs, I can't. But right now I'm back on my smoothie kick. And my favorite protein, everybody knows, is Clean Simply. It's discount code BREEBREE. I'm telling you to try them. It's so good. They have little sample packs if you want to try a sample pack. But the vanilla and orange juice or lemonade, fire. The strawberry cheesecake protein, fire. That's what I normally put in, like, if I'm making a fruity protein shake. But, like, the chocolate brownie batter is also really good. And I'll put that if I'm making, like, a chocolate protein shake. All their flavors are really, really good, though. And I'll put them in my coffee, like, amazing, amazing, amazing. And I love the recipes on the back of the bag. Like they're so good. But my new like obsession is the strawberry cheesecake protein. So I'll do a scoop of that and like a cup of almond milk, a little bit of strawberries, a little bit of blueberries, maybe a banana, like half a banana, and blend that up. And it's so good. Sometimes spinach, if I have spinach, just like to get some extra greens. But that's my like go-to smoothie recipe. But I'll go through phases. Sometimes I'm like on a chocolate protein smoothie kick, like anything on the back of Clean Simpleets bag. Like their recipes are so good. I don't have any of their recipe books and I feel like I should get one, because if they're equivalent to how great the back of the bag recipes are, sign me up. Another question I got was, how do you help your period cramps? So honestly, this is something I've really struggled with for a while. I don't know if I have endometriosis or what, and I think I like really should go to the doctor. This isn't funny, but I should go to the doctor because, you know, I feel like healthcare workers kind of forget about their own health and we're the worst patients, right? But I need to take my health seriously too. But yeah, I don't know what it is, but recently, I mean, I've always had like pretty rough periods, but like throughout the last 2 years, they've definitely gotten worse and like just really heavy. I've always been a heavy bleeder, big clots, like horrible back cramps and abdominal cramps. And I did start taking over the summer mixers, her time, and I honestly wonder if I should try like the extra strength. I don't know though, like if it helps or not specifically, but I do know like it really helped my skin. But I swear by like a heating pad, I will take ibuprofen. I've never taken Midol before, but from my understanding, Midol is like ibuprofen, Tylenol, and caffeine, I want to say. So I take that anyway. I really try though to like tough it out, which I shouldn't, because you know, like I can take ibuprofen, like that's totally fine, or Tylenol, but I try to drink a lot of water to stay hydrated. And yeah, but there's a lot of times like recently where I've like been in so much pain, I'm like dry heaving and curled up in a ball, and it's horrible, and I don't really know why it's gotten worse like that. But I do know, I need to go to the doctor and investigate this, but I know in middle school, I struggled with ovarian cysts. And then actually I feel like I probably have them a lot and just like don't even know. And it's just something I deal with, and I know like a lot of women deal with that, but I know that I had one when I had my appy because it showed up on my imaging that I had them. So I wonder if like I do have endometriosis or if I just have like frequent cysts that rupture or what the deal is. But yeah, I don't know. I just think like listen to your body. Maybe try to take it easy and rest. You know, take over-the-counter meds if you want to help with cramping and pain. Stay hydrated. Drink your electrolytes. I do feel like when I have electrolytes, I feel better. And, you know, just listen to your body. Consult your doctor too. But yeah, those are things that I do. Well, I need to consult my doctor, but you know what I mean. Someone else asked, are you planning on buying a house? I don't know if we are planning on buying a house or not. I think if the perfect house comes around, then yeah, maybe. We aren't like in a big rush to buy a house. You know, we're still trying to save and wait. Hopefully the market relaxes a little. I don't know if that ever will, but I don't know. Times are crazy. But yeah, we'll see. I think it's always an opportunity. But, you know, we also love our apartment. And moving is a pain in the ass. All right, I think that's all the questions I'm going to answer for now. But I also just want to chit-chat, talk about a little self-care, and tell you a really funny story. So I'm dumb. I was so excited. I love the Summer Fridays lip butter balm. Like I have multiple flavors. I've gone through tubes. Like I love it, love it, love it. And they were coming out with a birthday cake flavor, and I love, love, love birthday cake flavored lip balm. So of course I ordered it. They did like an early release or early access a day early if you have the Sephora app. So, you know, I hopped on there, ordered it so quick. I also got the Rare Beauty like brow gel because Whitney Simmons says she loves it, and I love Whitney Simmons, and I love her brows. I love a laminated brow look. So I ordered both of those products. I was so excited. Saturday night, I get an email saying it was delivered at like 7 o'clock. So I'm running out there to get my package. My package isn't there. And I'm like, that's weird. Okay, where's she at though? And I look back at my email, and it has the Arizona address that we lived at in Arizona on there. Which, like, I still don't know how that happened because I took that out of there. I put, like, my primary address in Michigan as my primary address. Like, I don't even know where they got this address from. So I called one of my friends in Arizona, and I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm literally so annoying and so stupid. I can't believe I did this. But, like, could you go look at our house and see if this package is there and then maybe ship it to me if it is? And she went there, and it wasn't there. Moral of the story is I didn't get it. And I like contacted Sephora, and it's out of stock. It's sold out. And I think it's like a one-time special edition thing. So pretty disappointing. I'm a little sad about it, but I went to Sephora this morning. That was like my little self-care Sunday, like self-care of the week, a little Sephora trip, right? And I was like, maybe they'll have it in store. They literally did not have a single flavor of any of them in the store. They also did not have the brow gel, but I did come home with other things. So I did a little Sephora haul. I got the Way hair mask that I talked about. I got the Tarte bronzing drops to try to see if they're comparable to the Drunk Elephant ones. I think they're a little bit more affordable for more. So I wanted to see if I liked them more and how they compare, because I love Tarte. And then I also got a couple Touchland hand sanitizers. The Sephora employee influenced me and I ate it up. Okay. And I also got the Anastasia Beverly Hills brow gel to try instead of the Rare Beauty one. So we'll see how this one compares. Hopefully it's great. Hopefully I'm not disappointed. We shall see. But yeah, so that was my little self-care Sunday. We went to Sephora and I got a little haul. And yeah. Oh, we had our Valentine's dinner this week and it was so great. And it was our first Valentine's Day married. We went out. I mean, it was like a fancy dinner and like I felt spoiled. It was delish. And our friends, like we had Galentine's this week when we watched The Bachelor. Oh my gosh, The Bachelor. Oh my gosh. We have to talk about The Bachelor. Okay, if you didn't watch this week's, there were two episodes, which was a surprise to us. We did not know that there were going to be two episodes, Monday and Tuesday. The problem I have with The Bachelor is like, it's entertaining, yes, but like the mean girl energy and the drama, I just cannot stand. And like, yes, I know like producer edits make it worse, but like, I'm just so confused because I felt like when Leia started the first season and like she got, or the first episode, she got that date card at the rose, the after the final rose or woman tell all or whatever from the previous season. And it was to steal someone's date and she put it in the fire and burned it. And I was like, wow, like what a girl's girl. Like she seems so unproblematic. Like I like her. I don't know what changed, but she is being like so mean. And maybe we're not seeing the full side. There's three sides to every story, but like she just does not seem like a nice person. And I just like, I can't stand it. Like I'm like, oh my goodness. Just the comments. I don't know what it is, but she just seems to be really mean. And like, maybe it's just because other people are being mean or if it's the editing, but I just can't stand it. I hate it. I hate watching it. I hate the mean girl things. Like, I'm just Team Daisy all the way. And I actually think, so now I think I have my predictions for the final four. I think it's going to be Daisy, Lexi, Kelsey, and Maria. I saw a couple people saying Rachel, but I don't know. Maybe swap Kelsey for Rachel. Those are the only two I'm like iffy about, but I'm sticking with my four. I really hope it's Daisy at the end. I really, really do. Because I think they have like the most chemistry, or at least it portrays or looks that way. I think they have the most chemistry. Also, we need to talk about the Super Bowl. So again, 2 weeks in a row, I've made a fool out of myself. I was hoping Justin Bieber would be there. Not there. I was hoping Taylor would release Rep TV. Didn't. It's embarrassing. My manifestations are not working. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, I was disappointed that Justin did not come out. Apparently he was offered. He decided not to. So maybe he's just prepping and wants his own big moment on his own, which I respect. Travis Kelce, you know, did the Viva Las Vegas screaming and that was giving ick. Okay. I'm like, I'm just curious what Taylor thought of that. But besides that, and besides the whole like coach pushing thing, which he did take accountability for and talked about on his podcast for that. So I do respect that. But I just wonder what Taylor thought about that. But besides the point, they were so cute. Seeing them celebrate was so cute. The video that Taylor posted was so cute and just like so unlike her. I'm just so happy for them and I hope they're happy. And I want to see him fly across the world for her. Come on, Travis, reciprocate. But I'm just happy for them. All the videos are so cute and it just makes my heart happy to see them happy. You know, you can just see the joy and the love and I love it. But I think that's pretty much it for this episode. Thank you so much for asking all the questions that you did. Make sure if you haven't yet, our event in March is almost sold out. Like there's 10 tickets left. And maybe less at this point, but I'm so excited for that. So if you haven't gotten your ticket yet, here's your final reminder to get that. And yeah, follow me on Instagram and TikTok. So next time, hopefully you can ask some questions and we shall talk soon. I will see you next Monday. Bye.